My guest at this time is former Texas Republican Congressman Steve Bartlett, who served in the House of Representatives from 1983 to 1991. He's also served as the mayor of Dallas. He's now the co-chair of the Coalition for a Fiscally Sound America, and he's president and CEO of the Financial Services Roundtable. The Coalition for a Fiscally Sound America is a bipartisan effort to make sure that the American people understand just how dire our debt situation is and how best to go about addressing it. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Greg, it's good to be with you. I wish I had better news, at least in the short term. But I think in the long term, I think the American people are going to insist that we get our fiscal house in order.
Well, the deadline, of course, is Wednesday, but at this point, nothing has been agreed upon. Nothing's been sent to the Congressional Budget Office to score in order to try and offset $1.2 trillion over the next decade. How much does this surprise you, if at all?
Well, it does surprise me because individually, most members of Congress understand the need to get the deficit down so we can get our long-term debt under control. And most members of the, I assume most members of the super committee understand it individually. I think what's happened is that it's almost like negotiations between the NBA, between the players and the owners. Both sides can agree on what they ought to do individually, but they hadn't been able to get into a room and agree to it collectively.
Basically, what you have here is the Republicans saying this is not a revenue problem, it's a spending problem. We may tinker with the tax code to simplify it and reduce marginal rates while getting rid of loopholes and deductions in a lot of different areas. Democrats see it very differently. They say it's time to, as they say, make the rich pay their fair share. They think it's more of a revenue issue. So given those two very different positions, how do you bridge the gap?
Well, the gap is eminently bridgeable. And in fact, the irony of this is that both sides have offered to adjust their position to get there. They just haven't agreed to it on the same piece of paper. Republicans have offered to increase revenues, and they've made some specific and some serious proposal to do so. Democrats have offered to reduce entitlements and to reduce entitlement growth, and they've also made some serious offers to do that. But it's almost as if neither side can accept the other one at face value and agree to say yes. So I think the elements of the deal are actually pretty basic. You have to get both sides to agree that they don't need this as a political win. They just need to get the job done.
Congressman, from the Republican perspective, and as I mentioned before, you're a Republican, and you were in Congress pretty much right at the beginning and end of two major debates over this, both of which the Republican president involved thought they made a mistake in the end. President Reagan agreed to raise taxes in 1982 in exchange for $3 in spending cuts for every one in tax increases.
Right.
In 1990, President George H.W. Bush agreed to $2 in spending cuts for every dollar of tax increases. The tax increases happen. The spending cuts never did. So how do Republicans make sure that the spending cuts are in place?
Well, I think that's one way of looking at it. I think actually both Reagan got a pretty good deal in 1982, and he did get the spending cuts in place. I think President Bush got some spending cuts, not as many as we'd like going forward, but they both got an economy that was robust, because they were able to reduce the growth of the deficit. So they were able to get it to a place where the economy could accept it and move forward. I guess the point is that you can't, in politics, you just can't have it your own way. You can't say, well, it's the only budget I'll agree to is the one that I write myself and no one else is involved. And you just can't do that. You have to kind of accept some of what the other says. And again, here's the irony, is the Republicans have agreed to revenue increases and increases in taxes, just not tax rates. The Democrats have agreed to entitlement reductions, and both sides have agreed to reductions in both defense and in discretionary. What hasn't happened is an agreement to put it all on one piece of paper and vote for it. The irony is that the Congress, I think, would vote for it, and I think the American people would want them to. So I think it's a matter of getting it all in one place. Again, you can't have it just your own way. You got to accept that even if you don't agree with the other side, both sides have to vote for it, or you don't get it done.
Congressman, if you were a member right now, what would you think was acceptable, and what would you say is going too far?
I think what would be acceptable is some kind of an agreement that is between the 40-yard lines, and that's easy done on taxes, for example. I think what you can do is you can accept some of the elimination of deductions and the so-called loopholes. Obviously, some, you know, once one person's loophole is another person's legitimate business expense. And then on the entitlement side, you reduce, you accept a decrease in the rate of entitlement spending, and then you do it over a long period of time, and you end up reducing the size of the debt as a percentage of GDP. In other words, you avoid looking like Europe. But if we continue on the current course, the budget cuts and the tax increases will happen dramatically by, you know, 5 years from now, 5 or 6 years from now, because the economy will start to grind to a halt, and then it will be very painful. Today it can be done in a reasonable way that is best for everyone. Wait 5 years, and it'll be a lot more painful.
Tell us a little bit more about the Coalition for a Fiscally Sound America. How are you trying to educate the American public about these issues?
Well, we organized this with half Republicans and half Democrats, former members of Congress, and so we've been there. We know the pressures that are on. It's Dave McCurdy, a Democrat from Oklahoma, Tom Talkie, a Republican from Iowa, Charlie Stenholm, Democrat from Texas. I'm Steve Bartlett. I'm Republican from Texas, and others. And essentially, we just reached out to our former colleagues and said, what do you think? And you know, unanimously, of the ones we talked with, they all said, yeah, it's, you know, it's really time to get on with the program here. These agreements can be had, and they can be achieved. It takes some negotiating. I think back to 1982, you know, Phil Graham, a good colleague and friend of mine, was in the Congress at the time as a Democrat, and he was a guy that came up with the final compromise, which was and Phil Graham's not known for compromising, but he had to compromise in order to get something passed, and it became what became known as Graham-Latta, Graham-Latta 1 and then Graham-Latta 2, which got the job done. It reduced the deficit and gave the economy a very strong shot in the arm that lasted for about 10 years.
Congressman, real quick, do you expect a deal by the end of Wednesday or push deadline, or do we end up slashing entitlements and defense spending as the fallback?
Yeah, I wish I did expect a deal. I'm frankly surprised and disappointed that the deal has not been achieved to, because I do know that the leadership of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, do understand the urgency of it, and they understand the need. I think they're going to have to, after this Wednesday, I think they have to go back to a system, come up with some other way to reach the details of the deficit agreement. Again, the good news is that most members of the leadership and most members of Congress know that this is something they have to do. They haven't reached the magic formula as to how to do it yet. But, you know, we still have the strike on between the NBA players and the owners, so it's not the only impasse that the country faces.
That's certainly true. And for more information on the work that the Coalition for a Fiscally Sound America is doing, you can check them out online at fiscallysoundamerica.org. Congressman Bartlett, thank you very much for being with us.
All right, thank you.
Former Texas Congressman Steve Bartlett, Republican, served in the House from 1983 to 1991. He's now the president and CEO of the Financial Services Roundtable, and he is a co-chair of the Coalition for a Fiscally Sound America. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.